Zadi took a deep breath and leaped for the second column. She landed safely, and after a moment Raiden appeared beside her. Without pausing, she jumped for the next column of stone and then the one after that. The river wind buffeted them fiercely, doing its best to bully them off the edge of the arch, but they gave it no quarter. They climbed higher, their pace slowing as the columns began to get narrower. Zadi took the lead, but found that she had to be even surer of her leaps, her footwork more controlled. Mid-jump, a strong gust tore the silk scarf from her head and pulled some of her hair from its long braid. The strands blinded Zadi for a moment, forcing her to use instinct rather than sight to land safely. She watched her silk scarf dance away on the breeze. On the same wind, from the tallest watchtower of Taraket, she could hear the Sultan's praisemaker reciting the rules of Arabitha in a high, pure voice. Subjects will think not, know not magic. Subjects will report any that seek to undermine the Sultan's will. Subjects will not walk the streets after dusk. Sultan Sharia shall be respected at all times, for even with his eyes closed, he can see. All will praise him all. There was a sharp blow of a horn, and then came the daily call of names of those who had disobeyed the Sultan's rules, names of those who had been executed that morning. Maysa Amari, Aida Khalil, Jamil Tamiz, Salam Nas. The praisemaker's voice faltered on the last name, as if the horror of all those deaths flowing and tumbling over each other had stolen her ability to speak. Zadi turned to stare at the watchtower. She could see the silhouette of the praisemaker standing on the ledge of the window, the shadow of a guard looming behind her. The wind that came off the river made the girl's dress flap around her like an angry bird, and her shoulders were hunched as if she was trying to fold into herself. A blade of anger slipped beneath Zadi's ribs, making her gasp. She hated that the praisemaker had no choice but to be in that tower. She hated that the names of the executed had already faded on the air, never to be spoken again. She would honour them by her actions. The Sultan could not be defeated, but with every step she took on the Widow Reaper, she was rebelling against his orders.